Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy!
As the bumper sticker says, stuff happens. At least that's what I think it says. Where are my reading glasses? We're living in an imperfect world, and so situations often occur that can be an irritant to our customers and colleagues in the workplace. How should we respond with a spirit to serve, depending on the severity of the issue? When our customer or colleague is dissatisfied, it's obviously important we get to the root cause of the issue. As service providers, we either completely miss the signs and clues they're giving us, or we misread the situation. So here's a simple and easily memorable 4 box that can help us understand the root cause and how best to respond. So if you can picture a box divided into 4 quadrants, on the y-axis is the word severity, and on the x-axis is the words our fault. So y-axis severity, x-axis are the words our fault. Now the bottom left-hand corner is depicted as low, and the top left-hand corner is high. Bottom right-hand corner is low, and the top right-hand corner is high. So if you're tracking with me on this, the bottom left quadrant is low severity, and it's not our fault. The top left quadrant is high severity, but still not our fault. The bottom right quadrant is low severity, and it is our fault. And the top right quadrant is high severity, and it is for sure our fault. So always look at the issue through the eyes of the customer. Is the issue severe to them? Is this your fault as the service provider? Now let's place some labels onto each of the quadrants with a real-world scenario we can all relate to. Let's look at the bottom left-hand quadrant, and in your mind's eye or on a scratch pad, write the word empathize. Empathize. See, when something is not that severe to the customer in the big scheme of things, and it's really not your fault or your organization's fault as service providers, the best response we can provide is to empathize. Now, how about the top left quadrant, when the situation is severe through the eyes of the customer, but it's really not your fault or our fault? Well, there's an opportunity to be a hero. Now let's deal with the right hand side of our 4 box. Remember, the bottom right is where the issue is severe through the eyes of the consumer, the customer, and it is your fault. What should we do? Fix it. 2 words, fix it. Finally, the top right hand box is when something is severe and it is your fault. There it's time to roll out the red carpet. See, sometimes all the customer needs us to do is, bottom left-hand quadrant, empathize. Imagine if you were a receptionist at a hotel and someone arrives 2 hours later than they intended because the traffic was bad. It's not the hotel's fault, and in the big scheme of things, it really isn't that severe. And the best thing that we can do is to empathize. So what about if something is not our fault, but it's severe through the eyes of the customer? Well, sticking with our hotel analogy, imagine if the guest goes out to the parking lot and finds they have a flat tire and they're running late for a conference. The hotel could offer to get the tire fixed, or the customer is at the conference. We have an opportunity there to be a hero. Now, what about if the issue is the hotel's fault, but in the big scheme of things, it's just not that severe? For example, the guest notices their bedside light is not working. They just need the hotel to fix it. The top right-hand box, remember, is when something is very severe for the customer and it is the provider's fault. How frustrating is it to arrive and find that they've, for example, sold your bedroom? The hotel needs to roll out the red carpet. They need to put you in a hotel of similar or better standard. You know, at New Leaf Training and Development, we've conducted this exercise all over the world. And you know what we find? We find that the vast majority of problems fall into the fix it category. Another interesting learning point we've found is that if we ignore the problems that just need to be fixed, they can easily escalate into red carpet items, which can be very costly to organizations. So in summary, I hope this is giving you a useful, practical framework as to how best to respond to customers and colleagues based on the severity and fault of the issue.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.